A day before the Florida legislative session officially began, the Senate Criminal Justice Committee's agenda included testimony from some Florida Department of Corrections employees on Florida's troubled prison system. It's been plagued by inmate deaths, allegations of abuse by prison guards, and cover-ups. Through several hearings, issues with understaffing, equipment, and officer shifts have come up as well. But the panel's chairman, Baker Republican Greg Evers, says the DOC employees were afraid to appear.
We haven't really discussed I don't think that thoroughly on the gag order quote that was sent out, this kind of stuff. But I've got some folks that would really like to talk, but they're afraid of retaliation.
Evers says he got at least 12 people who were willing to testify and even come to the panel via subpoena. But he adds a new department policy that could mean they lose their jobs as a deterrent.
Had one feller to tell me that you subpoena me, you put me under oath, I'm going to tell you. But I got two girls in college, and I'm afraid that I can't support those two girls in college if I do that. Now, they all stepped up and said, absolutely. Here's what's going on. Here's what's happening, but this is what will happen, because then I will be looked at as if I'm snitching on somebody.
The so-called gag order was a policy implemented by newly appointed DOC Secretary Julie Jones, called a confidentiality agreement. In it, she forbid inspectors from discussing information about investigations to anyone outside those who need to know. Anyone found to be in violation would be fired. It's even the subject of a lawsuit. All that had come around a time in early February when Evers, along with other lawmakers, had asked for information on investigations pertaining to whistleblower claims. So during a House Judiciary Committee hearing weeks ago, Jones explained her decision was necessary to protect investigators.
You have an inspector that has no specific rank that is investigating presumed wrongdoing inside the institution. Someone of rank walks up and asks, well, so what are you doing? What's going on? Who are you investigating? And that individual needs to go look back and rely on a confidentiality agreement to say, I can't talk to you about that, and feel real good about it. Even in situations that are unfounded, you don't want gossip, you don't want water cooler talk, you don't want anyone talking, I investigated so-and-so, you know, guess what they were accused of doing. It's not professional.
Still, she admits,
quite frankly, when that confidentiality agreement came out, the timing was terrible. I've just decided it's best to just rip the Band-Aid off and go forward. It was not intended as a gag order. It does not keep those investigators from collaborating on information. It has absolutely no overriding factor on public records requests. And lastly, the authority of this body or the Senate or anyone else that has the authority over this agency can continue to do their business, and in no way does that eliminate your ability to talk to anyone or ask questions.
And she reiterated much of those same thoughts to Senator Evers during Monday's hearing, so we asked her to make him a promise.
Would you go on the record and tell folks that they will not receive any retaliation if they come before this committee and talk?
Her reply?
Senator, not only can I do that and assure that anyone that wants to talk to this committee that they have free passage, I can also tell you that we have now, at end of business today, had staff meeting with at least 100 plus people at 27 of our institutions, where they have stood up and said, the radio batteries aren't functioning. The flashlights don't work. We need different safety equipment. The uniforms suck. We're understaffed. Mm-hmm. Everything that you just mentioned, people have already stood up and said in open meetings with my survey staff, and no one has been fired because they said anything.
Meanwhile, an aide to Senator Evers says Jones' message is expected to be relayed to those employees who want to come forward, and they should expect to appear at the Senate Criminal Justice Committee's meeting next week. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.